Oh, that was Ryan Stevenson. It's the gospel that makes a way. Love that new song from Ryan Stevenson. Hey, today is Tuesday, and Kelly is back with us in the studio for Kelly and Coffee. Seems like it's been a very long time. Hey, Kelly.
It does seem long. Now, it's only been 2 weeks.
It has. You stopped in yesterday, but we didn't do Kelly and Coffee.
Right.
Now, you spent some time out of state, right?
I did. My husband and I spent a week in Texas.
And didn't you miss the cold and the rain and the snow and all that while you were there?
No.
No? Pretty quick with that answer.
No.
So what were things like in Texas?
They were between 80 and 88 most days, and sunny and breezy and palm trees and blue skies, parts of Texas. I was way down by the Mexican border.
Ooh, okay.
7 miles away, actually.
Oh, really?
Mexico, and worked our way back up through the state. So, yeah.
A good trip?
It was good.
Highlight of your trip? I know the answer to this.
I know.
Go ahead.
I was in Waco, and I got to go to the Silos, Magnolia store.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone watches Fixer Upper, they know what I'm talking about. So, yes, that was a highlight of my trip.
Well, did you bring back any souvenirs or anything?
Of course. I have my hashtag shiplap shirt.
There you go. I'm sure people know what you're talking about.
They do. I know you may not, but they do.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad somebody out there knows. And they're saying, yes, I know. I want to go to Magnolia's.
Yes.
Well, Kelly and Coffee. Kelly is our business manager here at the Praise Network. Very happy to have her as part of our team. And Tuesday mornings, generally speaking, she comes in and shares some of the letters and things that we've heard from our listeners recently. So what do you have for us today?
Well, today I have an email that we received actually last week from a woman named Amy from Eau Claire.
Hi, Amy.
And it was just a beautiful email. She says, I just want to write and say how much the Praise Network has impacted my life. I discovered the Praise Network around December 2016 when I got a new job. I would listen to it on my way to work, and then when I was leaving work at 1 p.m. I would listen to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, and I had never heard of him before, and soon grew to love his clear, easy to understand, yet relevant teaching. When my supervisor asked me if I would extend my hours and be done at 1:30, my first thought was, oh no, how will I will miss Unlocking the Bible. I have also found so many new Christian artists and songs from the Praise Network that encourage me in my daily life.
That's so exciting. And I remember when that one came in particular, and I know you wrote back to her, I wrote back to her too. And I was just thinking, you know, the Praise Network is so daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you start taking it for granted, like you're going to get in your car and you're going to turn on the radio and it's going to be there. And it's like, you know, people just start taking it for granted, but it takes a lot to make it happen every day, including, you know, the financial support of our listeners and everything else. But to hear somebody, and that came just at the right moment, it's like, you know, people are out there and they are being touched and they are being changed, and they do appreciate what this ministry is all about. So that particular email, I remember, came at just the right moment for me, and so appreciated her taking time to write just to say thank you. That means so much to us. It really does.
And just the encouragement of the hunger she has to learn more and to grow is really just kind of sweet and exciting to hear.
It is, and it's fun when people start connecting with the different teachers, you know, that really start ministering to them, maybe some that they've never heard of before, but they really connect because they're listening at that time and become like a friend.
Yes. And then I also just brought in some comments. I'm sure our listeners are aware, but we can tell them again that we are giving away a Quick Trip car wash gift card. And they just need to go to our giveaway page and sign up for a chance to win that. And one of the questions we ask them to answer is, why is Christian radio important to you?
Okay.
And so we have, well, two of our volunteers, Andrea and Adam Helgerson.
Oh, hey.
Here in Sparta.
Yeah.
And Andrea said, it is good music to inspire my kids and myself to love God deeper.
Isn't that fun? I mean, when, you know, you're driving along and the kids are there singing the same songs with you, and, you know those messages are getting into their hearts. That's exciting to me.
Yes.
We love that family.
And Adam says, it's just another way for me to stay closer to Jesus.
Yeah.
So
we need that constant input, don't we?
We do.
Because
we all love our churches.
Yeah.
everyday contact is amazing.
You know, there's so much in the world that's going to drag us away from God, drag our attention away from God. So many mixed messages out there that we're getting, so much confusion. But just to hear that clear voice of the Lord and draw you closer to Him, that's so rewarding.
Yeah. So I encourage everyone to go and sign up for our Spring Clean giveaway.
Spring Clean giveaway. That's
kind
right.
It's hard to say. It is. Tongue twister there. And tell us more as to why Christian radio is important to you.
Yeah. And again, that is a gift card good for 5 deluxe car washes at any Quick Trip location. So you can sign up today under contests on our mobile app or on the website at praisenetwork.com. Again,
yes.
That's praisenetwork.com or on the mobile app. If you have not downloaded that yet, you can do it very easily. Just go to praiseapp.com. That's PRAYZ app.com. And it will take you right to our app in your app store.
Amen.
You know, we didn't even have this word app, at least not with the same meaning, 10 years ago.
Right.
And now there's all these apps out there. But anyhow, get the Praise Network app. One other thing I wanted to let our listeners know about is that we have a job opening here at the Praise Network.
We do.
For a donor development person. And this person will get out in the community and just share the heart and the ministry of the Praise Network, be able to get out there and meet with people, connect with our listeners, and really excited about the person that God is going to bring to fill this position. So if you know of anybody with nonprofit donor development experience, maybe Christian radio experience, somebody that has a real ministry heart, let them know about this position, and you can find out more about that on our website or on our mobile app at praisenetwork.com or on our Facebook page. So check that out today. And the deadline for applying for that position is April the 30th. So help us get the word out.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate you.
You bet. You have a great day.
You too.